Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our house musician, Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, John Chinesky. And here are our next two contestants, Shelby Jaccarini and Jason Woodruff. Jason, what is your absolute go-to comfort food?
Chicken and noodles.
Like chicken noodle soup?
No, chicken and noodles. It's a Midwestern thing.
Okay, yeah, I know. You keep explaining it to me perfectly, and I keep questioning you. I just can't get it in my head.
How do you mean chicken and noodles?
What? Together.
What?
With nothing else.
You mean chicken, right?
It's more like a stew.
Shelby, how about you?
I too like noodles, but with cucumbers and separately. It's not a stew, they're not together.
What is wrong with you people?
I was a very picky child.
Okay, wait a second.
All I ate.
So there's just cucumbers on half the plate.
Sure. I mean, there can be separate plates. I don't want them to touch.
Oh god. Okay.
Yeah, that is the weirdest comfort food I've ever heard
of. I know.
Cucumbers separate from noodles. Makes me feel all cozy.
Yeah.
So this game is called Crash Test Yummies. In 1993, the Crash Test Dummies had their biggest hit, entitled One of the most baffling things about it was that given the title, it was not actually about food. Seems strange. Anyway, that's about to change because we have rewritten the lyrics to that song to be about comfort foods, like cucumbers. And you have to tell me what those comfort foods are. And here is a hint. Some of the answers are considered comfort foods internationally. They are not all comfortable for Americans. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Once there was this kid who came home after school and asked his mom to make a snack, so she unwrap Kraft slices, put them atop some bread that was bright white, some butter in the pan, then she pressed it down so flat. Shelby.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese is correct.
Once I saw this food truck selling cubes of meat that had been threaded on some skewers. It was mostly pork cubes, but lamb and chicken also may be used. They served them in a pita with yummy Greek sauce.
Jason.
Souvlaki.
Souvlaki, that's right.
Street meat.
Street meat. Otherwise known as street meat here in New York.
Do you eat street meat, Jason?
Late at night, drunk, sure.
Yeah.
Best time.
Yep.
It's the only time when street meat is the least of your worries. This is the chorus of the song, which now has words.
Poultry pieces, oil batter, Colonel Sanders makes us fatter.
Shelby.
Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Fried chicken is the answer.
Beet soup from Ukraine, sour cream makes it less plain.
Jason.
Borscht.
Borscht, indeed.
In some places, beets bring people comfort.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
It's the cucumber of Russia.
I cooked Sunday dinner, shaped some ground beef into spheres and cooked them in some red sauce. Then I boiled water, tossed in some strands of long skinny pasta, plated it together, sprinkled on parmesan. Jason.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
You got it. Once I had a craving, wanted something creamy with the luscious taste of cocoa, but I was too lazy to whisk hot milk and eggs in a custard. So I just used a packet. The payoff was instant. Shelby.
Chocolate pudding?
Chocolate pudding, that's right. All right, this is your last clue.
Steamed white grains in woks with chopped meat. Eggs and veggies, Asian food treat.
Shelby.
Stir-fried rice?
Fried rice, yes, absolutely. John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
It was close, but Shelby wins all the noodles and gets to move on to our Ask Me One More final